Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Fans in the Pro. My host, Deuce McAllister. We are in the College Bowl season and already a College Bowl game in the books. Navy, the midshipmen. How about this season? They go and beat Oklahoma 21-20. They finish the year at 10-3. So big win for Navy. Congrats to them and really all of the service academies who played such good football this year. But our game in town next week will be the All-State Sugar Bowl, and the CEO, Jeff Huntley, joins us now. Jeff, how are you, sir?
Hey, Mike, Deuce, great to be with you this afternoon.
The 91st, you know, no matter who it would have been great. But Notre Dame in Georgia, that's pretty big. That's going to be a big event. You'll be the final game on January 1st of the four. There's one on the 31st, and then bang, bang, boom, the Rose in the middle, and then the Sugar Bowl at night. So I couldn't ask for a better kind of display, if you will, for the Sugar Bowl for the 91st year.
Yeah, I said it previously, you know, we couldn't have drawn it up better at the start of the year to wind up with, you know, two big brand name programs, two that have had a lot of success in recent years, two that have great fan bases. They're great television draws, just straight across the board. You know, there's every reason to love this matchup, and, you know, we're excited for it. We're just a couple of days away now from the teams arriving on the 29th.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you from, you know, the Sugar Bowl, from what it means and what it does to the community. Talk about a little bit about some of the things that you guys have planned throughout leading up to the game, you know, just some of the work that you guys will do in the community.
Sure. Well, it's a different day in the era right now, Deuce, in that, you know, the schools are looking at this more like a business trip. So we're confined to our entertainment with the teams in the team hotel. So we're never going to back down from a challenge. So we decided that we're creating a true New Orleans experience, even though it's in a ballroom at the Hilton and the Marriott while the teams are in town. We understand that they're here to play a serious game that has consequences towards the national championship, and we're going to help them, you know, do that. But at the same time, we want to feed them, show them the New Orleans culture, and have a good time. You know, for the fans, we're doing our annual New Year's parade, and that's going to be a big event, as it always is, as it goes down Decatur Street on the afternoon of December 31st. And then, of course, we have our big fan event at Champion Square on game day. You know, beyond that, you know, with the success that we've been able to have, you know, over 90 years with the football game, it's allowed us to do some things in the community, and, you know, I could talk forever about those, but we're really proud recently of you know, we've worked together with the College Football Playoff Foundation to provide almost $5 million in the support of Orleans Parish public school teachers. What we had found was the entire teacher workforce was turning over every 3 years. And, you know, you can't do anything positive when that's taking place. And so we've really put together a program. And I'll be the first to admit, you know, we're not the experts in this, but we knew where to find experts. And New Schools for New Orleans and the College Football Playoff Foundation helped us develop a program that recruits, then recognizes and retains quality teachers. And we've already seen some percentage point increases in what we've been able to do there. We're working with in advance of the Super Bowl right now, working with Nike to replace the field out at Joe Brown Park, which is a facility that 12 years ago we worked with Drew Brees and Nike to completely renovate that facility to the tune of $10 million because it had never been repaired after Hurricane Katrina. So, yeah, we like to be a good corporate citizen and feel like we're doing a good job with it. And as long as the football game continues to produce, hopefully we'll be able to do those sort of things for years to come.
So tell me about the landscape. I mean, it just feels like it's changed so fast. I mean, we talk about this with college coaches and athletic directors, but for like the bowl situation. So the finals this year are in Atlanta, Hard Rock Miami for 26, and I believe Vegas and Allegiant for 27. So the Superdome hosted the semifinal last year, quarterfinal this year. And I think, is the Sugar Bowl a quarterfinal next year as well?
Yes, we are a quarterfinal next year, and we've been in discussions with the College Football Playoff about a six-year potential extension after next year that would allow us to be either a quarterfinal or a semifinal game every year, which is huge to us because the unintended consequence of the College Football Playoff was when you're not a playoff game, you've got more players opting out. And when the players opt out, the fans opt out. So you can't sell tickets. The economic impact that we like to have for the city, which has historically averaged around $200 million every year, you know, that's lessened when that happens. So we think we have a fighting chance if we're a playoff game every year. And then, you know, furthermore, sort of letting the cat out of the bag, but not really. You know, we've been in talks with the playoff about hosting a potential national championship game a couple of years from now down the line. And, you know, we're busy, you know, trying to negotiate a deal that we think, you know, is good but that will bring the game here. What we found, you know, we hosted back in 2020 with the LSU Clemson game, and costs of hosting the same event 8 years later, we projected to be almost double what they were then. We, as an organization, you know, put $6 million of our own money towards the support of that 2020 event. And we feel like we'll have to do the same in order to bring the next one here, which we're willing to do. But at the end of the day, we're going to need the local community and the business community to help us, you know, going forward, because we can't continue to do that indefinitely, you know, put that sort of money out of our own pocket going forward, because there's not the way that works is the playoff keeps all the money. We don't make any of it back. We just have to raise the money to pay the expenses. And that's what we're in business for, and we'll do it. But it's certainly not an ideal business model.
Yeah, and that's what I was really going to ask when you just hearing some of that, and you know that's rough numbers from what 4 years ago, and so potentially another 4 or 5 years, what would that number look like? And you know, you talked about the local community stepping up, but even possibly having the state to have to step in too, because from a economic impact, I think that should bode well for not only local New Orleans, but you know the metro region, but you know to showcase the state as well. Is that not correct?
Absolutely. You know, you hit the nail on the head there, Deuce. With you know, when we host a national championship game, the viewership is, you know, 25 million plus. That's basically an infomercial for the city and the state. And the event itself draws, you know, it's an over $200 million economic impact, which means, you know, a little over $20 million in direct tax revenue. And when we're a playoff game every year, that tax revenue is coming every year. And it's important that people understand that. It's a good return on investment, you know, when you help us out, you know, that money is coming right back in a big fashion to the city and state in the terms of tax dollars. And then, you know, the businesses, the hotels, the restaurants, the taxi drivers, the Uber drivers, what have you, everybody, you know, it's good for everybody when that happens. But, you know, if you've been paying any attention at all lately to college athletics, just about every decision now is being made about money. And that's not historically been where we've been our strongest, you know, here in New Orleans. So again, we're reaching out and we redefine what local means. We're talking to people everywhere from Gulfport and Biloxi to Lake Charles and all points in between, trying to solicit help. And we've had some people step up and help us, but it's going to take a lot more if we're going to be able to sustain this thing long term. Again, I feel like, you know, we run a lean and efficient operation in comparison to the competition, so we don't have to match everybody dollar for dollar, but we do have to do better than where we're at right now. And I think, you know, based on the plan of action that we've had in place for the last year, the response has been positive, and hopefully that'll continue, you know, as we move ahead in the months and years to come.
Well, I agree, and my final question is kind of just that. I think there are people out there probably that go, oh, yeah, it's a rotation. We'll get the national – you know, it's not like it. It's a completely different situation, and you've talked about that LSU game. That was January 13th of 2020, because we began the renovation of the Superdome on January 14th. So in that time frame, so now here you are hosting this year with a brand new Superdome, and it's, you know, for the world to see. And then a month later, the Super Bowl will do the same thing. So two important foundational pillars, the All-State Sugar Bowl and the Super Bowl for 2025, should get this city and state off to a really good start, because it's important that it goes both ways. The Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. These things just don't happen. They happen with a lot of hard work from a lot of people.
Yep, and, you know, this will maybe put it in a nutshell. When the business deal was offered to the bowl for a six-year extension for participation in the college football playoff, and I say this just to point out the competition that's out there, the message was delivered to me, Jeff, we think this is a fair deal, whether it's for the Rose Bowl or the Sugar Bowl or the Las Vegas Sports Authority. And that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, there you go.
We
sometimes
find a way to make it happen, right?
And they do. Jay Cicero and that group and the Sugar Bowl. So, man, I can't wait. Looking forward to showing off the dome next week. And man, Notre Dame and Georgia should be a great game. Jeff Hunley, CEO of the All-State Sugar Bowl. Appreciate your time, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.